Let's have a look at the program of racing at the Meadows tomorrow night. And joining us, George Ferrugia. How are you, George?
Not bad, Nadia. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. It looks like a solid meeting tomorrow.
Yeah, especially that free-for-all. Really can't wait to see Poke the Bear and Lightning Frank hit it off. And you know, obviously, Poke the Bear pretty well drawn, but you can never underestimate a champion like Lightning Frank. Can't wait for that one.
Okay, well, let's have a look at race number one then. This is a mixed 6 and 7 stake final. What have you gone for?
Yeah, my numbers are 2, 7, 3, and 1. Obviously, an open final with Greyhounds with only a couple of wins under their belt. I've gone number 2, Rock and Roz. She was a good winner at Ballarat just a couple of days ago. Look, she is a query over the 500 metres, but got lots of speed. And I just think she might get a big enough of a break to win here. Probably the danger is number 7, Come Home. I thought its heat win was good. And it showed some speed, ran 30 and 42, which is just about where we need to be, I think, for this race. Number 3, Quest for Glory. Some nice wins at Sandown and the Meadows its last couple of starts. And number 1, Canley Rosie, has been knocking on the door in its last couple. And I think off box 1 certainly comes into this race. So 2, 7, 3, and 1 in race 1.
2, 7, 3, 1 the first. What about race 2?
Yeah, 1, 5, 7, and 8 are my numbers. Striking Wheatbix on top. Really starting to put together a really nice record, this greyhound. He's won 3 of its last 4, including a very fast win at Shepparton last start. I think off the box draw might be hard to beat here. Number 5, Krupa. Another one, racing very well provincially. A youngster by Brett Lee has won 3 of his last 4 as well. Number 7, Placid Warrior. Really impressive his win at Geelong that last start. Came from a fair way back and used the wide draw and was very impressive. And number 8, Little Miss Erna. Another one who will show some early speed here. 1, 5, 7, and 8, race 2.
1, 5, 7, 8, the second. We go over to race 3. This is a grade 5.
Yeah, look, we tipped him last week and he let us down to Tay in Plastic. He was $1.60. We thought he was one of the good things last week. Look, he just missed a kick and it wasn't like him. It's uncharacteristic. He's usually a very clean beginner and we're willing to give him another chance, certainly off box 1. So Italian Plastic on top to beat number 4, Milky Jones, racing really well at the Meadows in his last couple of starts. He's run 30 and 20, 30 and 17 and 30 and 15. And most of those times he's found the top and he'll certainly be in contention. Number 6, Navajo Bear, finalist in a launching pad 3 starts ago. Backed it up with a nice win at Sale 2 starts ago. So he's another one that can really motor. And number 2, Jacqueline Barr, probably not in career best form, that's for sure, but been a couple of handy placings of late. We can't leave her out. She's got a fair record this track and distance. 1, 4, 6, and 2 in race 3.
1, 4, 6, 2 in the third. Race 4.
Yeah, this is a really good 600-metre final, obviously qualifying from last week. My numbers are 4, 1, 8 and 7. Look, I've gone Flying Flyer, this international greyhound purchased by the Dailies from Ireland. And as we've mentioned on a few occasions, he certainly hasn't put a foot wrong since she started racing in Australia. And I thought her heat win was added another string to her bow. She's shown that she can get out and lead all the way. And last week she came from behind to win. I think she's becoming a really handy type. And despite drawing box 4 here, Nadia, I think she'll win. Number 1, Outshined, was the fastest of the heat winners last week in 34 and 63. And he had box 1 last week as well. So he should be able to hold a forward position. Number 8, Go Seek Fernando. Look, lots of ability, this greyhound. Back in April, was running some very, very fast times, both provincially and on the city tracks. Ran second to Reckoning last start, who's our fourth selection, Reckoning. Look, I think he comes up with a little bit more of a challenge considering his draw of box 7, but you can't discount his class, that's for sure. 4, 1, 8, and 7 in race 4.
4, 1, 8, 7 in race 4. Race 5 is a mixed eight.
Yeah, look, pretty good 7.25, this, and they're always keen punting races, that's for sure. 7, 3, 8, and 2 are my numbers. Hot Tip on top. I liked his win 2 starts ago at the Meadows against Rockstar Patriot. He ran 42.92, but he had to do it the hard way, and he can get out and go as well, this greyhound, so I'm keen on him. To beat number 3, Shay's Intention. Outstanding victory last start of the Meadows in 42.79. She repeats that. She'll certainly be in amongst it here. Number 8, Sharp Diamond. Another one. Look, hasn't won in a little while, but his form around Bacali, Packy Keeping, Rip and Sand, Quick Jagger, reads pretty good. And number 2, McIver Verna. Look, she gives him a bit of a start, but she certainly gets home with a wet sail. 7, 3, 8, and 2 in race 5.
7, 3, 8, and 2. Have you ranked them in race 6?
Yeah, good race again, and we get to see Zoom Out, of course, who ran second in the Warrnambool Cup and was the reserve yesterday for the Sapphire Crown. Look, the only query is whether she's going to hold out some of these greyhounds. It's a really interesting race because we've got two greyhounds from interstate who bring some very, very good form. But I've put Zoom out on top because I think she could lead by a long way here. Number six for Second Snug, outstanding chaser from Queensland, runs in the 29.70 mark at Albion Park with certainly no mean feat. Number seven is my third pick, last year's Perth Cup winner, Equanimity, now in the hands of Shona Thompson. Look, very, very talented type. Was two starts ago was a winner at Cannington in a heat of one of those big races. And number three, Winnie Allen. Look, form a little bit hit or miss, a little bit patchy, probably not up to some of the others we've selected on top of her. But certainly keep her safe in your multiples, 2, 6, 7, and 3 in race six.
2, 6, 7, 3, race six. Race seven over the 600?
Yeah, good race. So I really like You Know Fabio off race seven. Another one, he ran fourth last week behind Azkaban, missed the start, only went 9.65 early. He'll have to improve on that, and I think he can. And when he gets things right, he can really run this greyhound. He has broken 30 seconds over the 5.25. Number five, Brunelli Jet. Look, probably box draw doesn't help, but when he finds the fence, he's starting to become a really accomplished greyhound over 600 metres. Number one, Tito Mojito. Look, another one who didn't race with his usual pattern last week. He missed the kick and went 9.57 to the mark. Now, those who know Tito Mojito, he usually leads 500-metre races. He's certainly a get-out-and-go type. So expect him to hold the fort from box one. It's whether he can run out the distance. Number eight, Dinah Carney, will go in his winner Sandown in 34.32 off this draw. So more importantly, I think he doesn't mind the wide barrier. 7.5, 1, and 8 in race seven.
7.5, 1, 8. Well, race number eight, this is the free-for-all you alluded to, and we've got probably Poke the Bear who's going to start the favourite.
Yeah, look, Poke the Bear on top for mine. 1, 6, 2, and 8 are my numbers. Really, really hard to go past. I know he started from box five, finished fourth in the Harrison-Dawson heat behind Not Available. I think back to a track that I think he does his best racing. He's won 6 of 13 here. Of course, a couple of weeks ago, he ran the fifth fastest time ever at the track off this draw. He's going to be incredibly hard to beat. Poke the Bear on top to beat number six, Lightning Frank. Fourth in the Warrnambool Cup, then had no luck at Sandown in the heat of the Harrison-Dawson. Coming back to a track where he's won two Group 1 races. He's won 6 out of 12 this track and distance. Number two, Vern Allen. Obviously a talent. He's placed in 16 of 23 this track and distance. Obviously he's up against two guns, so certainly keep him in mind for your multiples. And number eight, Black Spyro, who's racing in really good form. He's been getting out and going in his last couple, recording very good first splits and running around the low 30 mark, which is okay. It probably won't be good enough for this, but certainly, again, another one to include in your multiples. 1, 6, 2, and 8 in race eight.
1, 6, 2, 8 race eight. Over to race number nine.
Yeah, my numbers are 3, 5, 8, and 1. I'm pretty keen on Khaleesi Girl for the main reason that she's going to get out and lead here. She's got a racing pattern where she just gets out and she hasn't missed a place in four starts this track and distance. Her PB is sound here of 30 and 19. I think a repeat of that would just about win here. To beat number five, Extra Gear, racing really well. Hasn't missed a place for a long time. Placed in all three of its starts here. Number eight, Warrior Warrior. Nice placing last start in 30 and 66. And number one, Dinah Neats, better than its recent form. 3, 5, 8, and 1.
So we go 3 from 5, 8, and 1. What about the next race, race 10?
2, 4, 1, and 5 are my numbers. I put I'm a Princess on top. Look, hasn't won since her victory at Horsham back in April, but was really impressive that day. I think this is certainly a winnable grade five. Has had two starts this track and distance for a second. That can last start behind Flying Flyer, who we tipped on top earlier. To beat number four, Spokane Flick. Good win in 34.68 at the Meadows two starts ago. If it runs up to that time, we'll be in amongst it. Number one, Fonty Allen. Got to go back to its form in April, but it had some impressive efforts at Geelong and then backed them up with some nice placings at the Meadows against some good dogs. And I think off box one comes into contention at number five, Quick Stepper, last start winner at Ballarat. 2, 4, 1, and 5 in race 10.
2, 4, 1, 5, the 11th?
Yeah, look, the penultimate here. My number's 8, 7, 5, and 1. I've gone Boona Lad on tops. 1, 3 of its last four. Provincial form outstanding, Nadia. Ran 25.08 at Warrnambool two starts ago. Whether they can bring that form to the Meadows, we'll wait and see. Number seven, Racketeer, another one. Great provincial form. 25.09 at Shepparton. So we've got some greyhounds who are going times at are as good as anything at the moment on provincial tracks. Number five, High Tan. He's a greyhound who has had exposed form here. Look, she's had some nice placings in her last couple of starts, and she can begin, so the box draw mightn't be an issue. Number one, Dinah Aaliyah. Look, hasn't won since back in April at the Meadows in 30 and 35. This is a little bit of a step up for her, but look, I think off the box draw, she is certainly in play. 8-7-5-1 in race 11.
8-7-5-1, the 11th, and what about race 12?
Yeah, a couple of good young greyhounds in this. 7-1-4-6. I've gone Alpha Venus on top. 9 starts, 4 wins, 4 placings. Got lots of speed. Really well-bred youngster by Barsha Bale. And I think she can make it a hat-trick of wins. To beat number one, Rixie, your pest. A greyhound who comes from Warrnambool, has run some very fast times at Warrnambool, and then came to Sandown and ran 29.57 to show that she's got some versatility. And I think this is the first time she's drawn in for a long time. So Rixie, your pest, keep it safe. Number four, All In Baz, won 3 of its last 4. And number six, Flying Cash, races well here and does show some speed as well. 7-1-4-6 in the last at the Meadows.
7-1-4-6, and what about a best and also quaddie?
Yeah, I like a few. I reckon race 9, number 3, Khaleesi Gill, will be hard to beat. I think she'll lead and then might be hard to run down. Race 10, number 2, I'm a Princess as well. I think she's really well graded in that race. My numbers for the quaddies are 2, 3, 7 and 8 into 2, 3, 6 and 7 into 1, 5, 7 and 8 into 1 and 6 in the last league.
Thanks for that, George.
No worries, Nadia.